Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus, and we are in Philippians 4 today. I just want to read the first couple of verses here, verses 2, specifically 2 and 3, Philippians 4, 2 and 3. The Apostle Paul says, I entreat Euodia, and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Paul, there's a disagreement here that we don't know what it was about, but we know that it was significant enough between these two ladies in the church that Paul writes about it publicly, right? I mean, this letter is being read out loud, most likely, to the church. And it's significant enough that Paul sort of calls them out by name lovingly, says, these are co-laborers of mine. You guys have labored side by side with me in the gospel. And he says, I entreat you to agree in the Lord. And then he asks, right, this person, true companion, right, help these women, please help these women to agree in the Lord. And I think that's so important, that part about he says, agree in the Lord. Paul recognizes there may not be agreement on the particular topic of what has brought about the disagreement, but he says you can agree in the Lord. And so I just want to take a moment to think about this idea of conflict between brothers and sisters in Christ. There are going to be things that we disagree on. I think about Paul and Barnabas. Right? They at one point in time disagreed, and their disagreement was about really missional strategy, about who to bring along on this mission trip. They had a disagreement about a guy named John Mark. And Paul, he had left them on an earlier mission trip, and Paul said, I don't think it's wise to bring this guy. Barnabas said, basically, we need to give him another chance. I think we should bring him. And they could not come to an agreement on that. And they ended up parting ways. They had a sharp disagreement, and Paul took Silas and Barnabas took Mark and John Mark, and they went in separate directions. And yet, it would seem, as we read through the scriptures, eventually, right, that was healed in a lot of ways, that the Apostle Paul later on writes about John Mark and him being useful to Paul in his ministry. So there are going to be times that Christians just have a legitimate disagreement around whether it's how we operate something in the church, missional strategy. I think about the season we're in right now, politics and government. Maybe you have disagreement between brothers and sisters. And the Apostle Paul is not saying, hey, you're always going to agree on the topic. But he does say, you agree in the Lord. And the scriptures repeatedly say, when there's a conflict, you come together and you do everything you can to live at peace with all people. And so I could imagine a scenario right now where maybe you've got a brother or sister in Christ and there's just been a disagreement. Maybe it is around the political atmosphere. And you sit down together, and I think what it looks like to agree in the Lord is if there's been a fracture in that relationship or a heated conversation or something like that, where you sit down and you start by saying, hey, I love you as a brother or sister in Christ. Can we agree on the fact that our highest allegiance is to Jesus? That our greatest desire is to see the kingdom of God grow? Do we agree on that? Yes. That's a great framework then for having a conversation around, okay, then let's talk about this thing underneath that, right? Different political preferences or political opinions about government and how things should be operated. And you can honestly try to understand one another and say, hey, tell me why you think that way. Let me offer why I think this way. But then you can come back again at the end of the conversation and say, we may not see eye to eye on these things, but once again, our greatest love is for the Lord and for his people. And if we can't agree on this particular topic, right, just using this as an example, we can agree on who our Lord and King is, who has saved us, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, our identity as sons and daughters of God. And our greatest mission in this life is to make disciples. And I just think remembering that, putting that in the forefront, that's what it means to agree in the Lord, as you can walk away saying, hey, I love you as a brother and sister in Christ, and we can continue in relationship, and we can be in church with one another. We can be in the same life group with one another. We can do mission together, even though we may have a disagreement around a particular topic or issue. So can I encourage you today, if you're listening to this right now, maybe you're in the position where you can encourage some brothers and sisters where you say, hey, it seems like there's a fracture here in the relationship, can I encourage you, go to that person, sit down with them, work this through and work towards agreement in the Lord. Or maybe you're in a position where you are that person. You've got a disagreement with someone and it's a brother or sister in Christ. And there's an opportunity to go back and say, hey, let's put the gospel first and talk this through and agree to disagree, maybe on the topic, but agree that we agree in the Lord and put the kingdom first. Let me pray for you and then encourage you just to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, you love unity in your body, and that doesn't mean we all think exactly the same things, but Father, it does mean that we recognize that our first identity is as your sons and daughters. And we recognize of first importance is the kingdom of God, your kingdom growing here on earth. And Father, we recognize that we can love you and we can love others even while we disagree on things underneath that. And so God, will you give us the grace to love one another that way, to work towards unity and to agree with one another in the Lord, to have the same mind of humility and love and compassion under Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you take some time now just to reflect and to pray personally?